Chapter 47. At baggage claim, a driver in a black blazer and pants, a white collared shirt and black shoes, stood erect, holding a cardboard sign with Jesse's and Diana's names printed on it. His skin was heavily tanned, his neatly kept black hair wavy and thick. Jesse snorted at the sight of him. Everything about the man, from his posture to the rippling muscles barely contained by his clothing, to his reflective orange Oakleys, screamed ex-military. The earpiece and trailing wire were also a dead giveaway that chauffeur had not always been his chosen profession. It was also perfectly obvious, in spite of the sunglasses, that the driver knew exactly who in the crowd he was looking for. Although the need for secrecy was less important now that Peepers had pretty much announced his intentions, Jesse hoped that Kahan's other people were a little more subtle than this guy. Diana noticed, too. "What do you think, Jesse? Navy SEAL or Air Force PJ Special Ops?" she asked. "SEAL." "Wrong, Stone. He's ex-USAF. You work in D.C. long enough, you can tell." "What's the bet?" Jesse asked. "I'm right, you sleep with me when we get back to the hotel." "And if I'm right, you sleep with me when we get back to the hotel." Jesse laughed. "Deal." They walked up to the man holding the sign. Jesse introduced them and shook the man's hand. Diana, too. "Look," Jesse said, "we have a bet going. Are you ex-Navy or Air Force?" Now it was the driver's turn to laugh and to display his straight white teeth. "IDF, the Mr. Arivim. That's a branch of our special forces," he said in a heavy Israeli accent. "I'm Ari, and I'll be driving you while you're in town. Now, if you don't mind, we'll collect your luggage and head out." They followed Ari to the carousel. "So we both lose," Jesse said. "I figure we'll both have to pay up." "Looking forward to it." It was a short walk to where the car was parked. When they stepped out of the terminal, they were hit with a blast of devil's breath. To call the heat oppressive was to be kind. The sky was a severe and cloudless blue. It was weather much easier to appreciate from the comfort of an air-conditioned room or car than from the pavement. It reminded Jesse of his youth in Tucson and Diana of her year undercover in Scottsdale. Neither of them said a word about it to the other. As they walked, Ari's head was on a swivel, ready to ditch their luggage and go for his weapon. The black Escalade with its heavily tinted windows was already running. Ari opened the back door for Diana and Jesse before placing their luggage in the rear. Scott Kahan was sitting in the front seat and turned around, offering his hand to Diana. "Scott Kahan, Hale Hunsicker's security chief," he said. "Your ex-FBI?" Diana nodded, shook his hand, and smiled a polite smile. But she saw the same thing in Kahan's eyes as she had seen in men's eyes her whole life, a mix of lust and a lack of respect. She half expected him to turn to Jesse and make some snide comment about how she was even hotter than Jen. He didn't. Instead, he held his hand out to Jesse. "Stone, how are you?" Jesse was all business. "Fine. What's the plan?" "We're heading straight from here to the Vineland Park Village PD, where we'll meet with Jed Pruitt. He's chief and a friend of Hunsicker's. Ari will take Diana to the hotel, get you guys checked in, and issue your weapons. Jesse, what do you prefer to carry?" Jesse had to think about it. For ages, he'd carried a short barrel 38, but he'd gifted it to suit and had gotten used to his 9mm. "A 9mm, he said. Kahan asked, "Diana, a 40 Glock 22? "Well, aren't you just the sweetest thing," she said in a mocking southern accent. "A man who asks the question and then answers it for me." "Sorry," he said, "that won't happen again." "See that it doesn't. Yes, a Glock 22 is good." Jesse smirked and kept quiet. Diana Evans brooked no bullshit. He loved that about her. That and about 100 other things. Kahan continued, "There's a small reception at the Hunsicker's house this evening. A few friends and family. It's casual. Ari will come get you at 7:45. He turned to Ari, who had settled into the driver's seat. Go. And with that, they were moving.